They're definitely discriminatory practice that lack common sense. Obviously, it's important we have rules and nobody wants to dilute them in terms of maintaining road safety as a priority, as a national policy. But that said, there are many instances of immigrants who are returning, and we're very much anxious to have our immigrants return and take up jobs here in Ireland. What's happening on the ground is that people are moving home, haven't been away for 5, 10, 15 years, holders of US driver's licenses, and when they come back here, they're being told that despite their very significant experience as safe drivers with impeccable records through the years, because there's no existing agreement between the licensing system here and the licensing system there, that those people, in many cases, professional people in their 50s and even 60s, are expected to take 12 driving lessons, drive for a significant period as a learner driver. This is totally ridiculous, and it's putting a huge amount of unnecessary obstacles in the way of people that are making the move back home to take out jobs and move their families home, and it's totally unnecessary. Equally, if somebody wanted to come here from Taiwan or South Korea, they wouldn't have to change their licenses or sit any exams or sit any tests or lessons at all. So what we have here is a bureaucracy gone mad. And what I'm calling on Minister Ross to do is to engage with the National Driving License Service and undertake whatever is necessary to have some level of common sense apply for immigrants returning from the United States who quite clearly have displayed a lifetime in their abilities to drive safely.